It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Carter Haas. Thank you, Carter, for joining us on the show today.
Thank you for having me. It's good
you
to be
have
here.
Something new to talk about. You have an inaugural meeting. You're the founder of a group.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about what you've done.
I was in the first class of the day on the first day of school, and I thought to myself, we're talking a lot about politics today. Do we have any groups to represent our youth voices? And I didn't find young Republicans, young Democrats, nothing like that. So it kind of dawned on me, maybe our generation just needs something to go with, just a voice to have in the system, a foot in the door, if you will. And I found the High School Democrats of America, checked out their bylaws, just kind of saw what they're all about. I'm like, I could do this. I could try and start this. And now here we are a few months later, and it's on the ground, or it's getting off the ground, I should say. And we're really excited to start something new. So it's been a lot of fun.
So you've started a chapter here in Valley City. And politics has really been in the news, hasn't it, over the last several months?
Yeah, right or left. I mean, it's been a crazy few months.
It's been pretty heated at times, that's for sure. And I know there's a lot of talk out there about people getting their voices heard, and you're from the Generation Z, right?
Yeah.
So we applaud you for, somebody being as young as you are, wanting to throw your hat into the ring and get your voices heard in the political ring.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. I think our generation, I don't think we're too political. I think we're more trying to just get everybody to get along. But that in itself is political, which is nice because it gives us an opportunity to explore the side of politics that we might not always want to explore. And then it gives us a chance to say, okay, if we can understand their side and this side, then we can all get along. And that's a good goal to have. So that's what I had with this chapter in mind. If I'm going to do something like this, it's got to be for everybody,
When I was your age, and then when I got into college and all that, we used to have discussions, lots of political discussions, where they were civil discussions. But it seems like over the last few years, these civil discussions have not been very civil, and they've turned to be violent, as we can see in Minneapolis and some other cities across the country. How do we lower the temperature down and get back to just discussing and agreeing to disagree?
Yeah, when I was younger, I was definitely a little bit more new to politics. And one thing I learned is sometimes you're told that the other side is just crazy. Like, you don't know what they're thinking, but there's always a reason people have their beliefs. I mean, someone may think that I, as a Christian, might have a bit of a belief that is a little too weird for them, and that's okay. But I don't hold that because I don't like people. I hold that because it's my faith. And just as someone else on the other side of the aisle might hold a belief, there's always a reason for it. And if we can remember that, we can lower the temperature. And one of the ways that I'd like our chapter to do that is just hold community events where we can be a part of political discussions, political forums, maybe Gen Z debates with one another, just something where everybody can be involved and a place where no one feels like they can't say anything or say what's on their mind, because the last thing we want is someone to point at another person and say, your opinion doesn't matter,
So if you've done like maybe a straw poll or whatever in your mind as you walk around school and people your age and Gen Z, are there more people who lean to the political right and conservatism or to the left and more liberalism? Where does that straw poll go in your head? What do you feel the majority is at here in our school district?
Well, actually,
or our community, I should say.
I would say in the district and the community, it's pretty prevalent, right? Like, for the majority, but it's a bit different because it's a rural area, so they have a little bit more left views than they might be willing to admit or like they might know of. Because, I mean, for example, if I'm a conservative Christian and I believe that everyone should have access to free healthcare, some people might not know that that is a left-leaning view. Not that I hold it myself, but it's just kind of about what media you expose yourself to. What's your bubble look like? And so our goal is to expand that bubble, to give everybody a different perspective. And because there are so many people who are conservative, we're really open to having independents come in here. Like, it's not just meant to be a place for left-leaning people. It's meant to be a place where all of our generation can gather together and have a say. And that's a really big point, because I myself hold a lot of conservative values and a lot of conservative beliefs that I just don't think I could ever get rid of. But that doesn't mean I don't have a part of the say in our system and just how things work. And if our generation is going to make that change in that unity, the first step in that is getting everyone involved.
So. It's really nice and refreshing to hear you say as a Democrat that you have conservative values as well. I mean, George Washington would be proud of you because he always said political parties may be not a good thing for America. And as we can see how polarizing political parties are in 2026, George Washington was right. But it's always, I always gravitate towards people who are either moderate Republicans or moderate Democrats because it's interesting. I can have a wonderful discussion with both people from both sides because, as George Washington would say, we have political points of view that probably are common sense for this nation on both sides, right?
Yeah. I mean, I, as a Democrat, I can confidently say that there are beliefs on the right that I 100% agree with. And I mean, one of them is I'm fairly pro-life, you know? And that doesn't mean that I don't agree with some of what the left says about pro-abortion and like making sure everybody has the right to their own bodies and whatnot. And I'm also a bit of a small government person. So that might mean that I don't want the government to have too much say in abortion. But that kind of moderating viewpoint is where a lot of people don't understand. We all agree on at least something. And if the first response we have to someone else's belief is, no, no, you don't get to have a voice here because you're evil, well, that's not right. We can't just point at someone and call them evil every time we disagree with them. And that's the point of the High School Democrats of America, at least in my opinion. Their bylaws tell me that everyone is welcome. Let's get people together. Let's show our community who we are as kids and who we are as a generation, that we're not willing to take this division. We're willing to unite together. Like you said, like George Washington would have promoted, and that's definitely a goal we follow.
Freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, freedom to protest peacefully, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, these are things, you know, and peacefully protesting is fantastic, but it sure hasn't gotten that way over the last few years. We've seen in 2020 and again now in 2026 a very violent protest going on in Minneapolis, and even some of the Democratic leaders are saying we need to turn the tone down in Minnesota, and we need to find a way to get back to a civil protest or a civil discussion about what's going on in this country.
I agree. I think young people are really, they need to be a part of that. They need to be the ones to say, let's take down the temperature and get people to get along again, because that's really the American way to solve problems.
So as the founding member or the founding individual who developed the Valley City Area High School Democratic Caucus, shall we say, right?
Yeah. You
have established a meeting that's coming up. Talk a little bit about the meeting and where it's going to be held at.
Yeah, of course. So we're having the meeting on January 23rd from 5 to 7 p.m., so that's a Friday. And it'll be at VCSU in the Norway Room, so that's in their Student Center building. And the main point of the meeting is to kind of get everybody who wants to be a part of the chapter together and organize it. So our first two steps will be passing the bylaws, Robert's Rules of Order, the basic stuff. And then we'll just kind of go into policy, what we want to promote in the community, and then, of course, student action, so helping people put together campaigns, things like that. It'll just be very organizational.
Again, this is the High School Democrats of America chapter here in Valley City with Carter Hass, who is a senior at Valley City High School, who formed this, and this will be the first chapter. So this is their inaugural meeting, again, coming up on Friday, January 23rd in the Memorial Union Student Center, VCSU campus. Meet in the Norway Room at 5 o'clock for that meeting. Probably a few people know where that's located at, right? Here in Valley City.
Few of us.
And I like how you said in your news release, too, regardless of your politics, whether you're left or right, come to this meeting, right?
Yeah.
And have a civil discussion.
Yeah, I'd like people, I mean, even if they don't want to be a part of it, come sit in, hear what we have to say, and if you'd like to stick with it, go right ahead.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, as a when I was your age, I had a teacher in high school tell me that if you're really involved and you have a passion for politics, which you do, he strongly encouraged me, and I'm strongly encouraging you to become a member of the party of your choice and run for state representative as quickly as you can.
Oh, yeah.
Because the younger you are, And if you don't win the first time, try to go again and again and again, because I think you have the passion to be a public speaker and a public leader.
Well, Well, thank you. I think, you know, the Democrats in North Dakota could do a lot of good, and I think that they're working hard to do some good. It's just we got to find the right people that are moderate enough and that are able to work on both sides of the aisle. And maybe this year we'll have that candidate. I can't say anything more, but maybe, we'll see.
We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, all things in moderation. That's what they say when it comes to the world of exercise and health. And maybe all things in moderation when it comes to the world of politics.
Absolutely.
We'll see if we can't turn a chapter that way in the years ahead, okay?
Agreed.
Thanks for joining us today on the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
There's Carter Haas, a senior here at Valley City High School, the founder of the Valley City Area High School Democrats of America. Their inaugural meeting will be held on Friday, January 23rd at 5 p.m. in the Norway Room at the VCSU Student Center, and all are welcome to attend.